Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada, saying y'all.
Y'all, good morning, y'all. How's everyone doing?
Oh, boy. Hey, life is good, and it's so good to be with you. I tell you what, it's a beautiful day out, and life is good. So we're talking about the anointing.
That's right.
And what's the title of our...
Anointing for life.
For life.
It is.
You're anointed for life. You're anointed for life. All right. You got to remember that, because when you join the kingdom of God, you have an anointing. And I'll show you that before long. Promise you.
It's in 1 John 2. That's right.
But you have an anointing. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday we started out in Isaiah 61. And then we started talking about 1 John 3:8, about how the Son of Man has come to destroy the works of the devil. And that word destroy means reduce to zero. There were some other words. It means to lose, to dissolve, to sever.
To demolish.
To demolish.
Demolish.
Demolish. It demolishes it. Sin in your life, but you have to enforce it. And the anointing is the presence of God. It's the power of God. And so the more you spend time with God, the greater the anointing is going to be in your life. In fact, Isaiah 10:27, you want to read that?
Sure. It says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." So the anointing breaks the yoke, breaks the things that keep us from living a successful and whole and holy life. It's that yoke, that burden, the heaviness, the temptation, sin, that dark, you know, hidden sin. Once you're born again, it's a clean slate, like we said yesterday. But then it is up to us to keep it clean. And that is where we renew our mind. We put boundaries up to keep us from falling into old temptations and those kind of things.
Yeah, you know, it's true in our lives, and that the yoke of sickness or anything else that the devil tries to put on us will be destroyed, not because you're a child of God, but it's destroyed because of the anointing that's upon your life. Jesus took care of that for us. The Bible says he defeated the devil, and it says he overcame the world. And we're in him. So we're now world overcomers. And it's that anointing that does that. In fact, in Isaiah 61, what do you got there?
The first verse says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." This is Jesus. "Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound."
All right. Now, understand this. Okay, the yoke that we're talking about in 10:27 that we're seeing the fulfillment of in Isaiah 61, that yoke is another word for that is oppression. And oppression is what Satan puts on our life. He puts an oppression on us to keep us in line with him. Mm-hmm. It keeps control of us. And we don't want to be controlled by sin. We don't want to be controlled by the sin nature. See, here's what you have to understand. The sin nature has been taken care of because we're now moved from the nature of the flesh to the nature of God. We've been given his characteristics. But listen, you have to do something about it. You have to say no to sin. One of the biggest things that, you know, we see in the church world is we have pet sins. We don't want to let go of things that we like doing, make our flesh feel good. We done took up meddling this morning,
haven't we? Yeah, early.
But we don't want to let go of them. But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Why do you want to hold on to something that you've been made free from?
Right.
You're free. Everybody say, "I'm free."
I'm free.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, or literally, there is freedom. So the word anointing here, you know, is talking about what God has done for us in this passage. God's intention to destroy or take away the oppressive equipment that is upon his people's lives is done by the anointing.
Right.
It's like, it would be like a blast. You know, we passed a construction area while we were driving the other day, mm-hmm. and there was a big sign out said blasting area. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just blasting certain parts, right? And that's what the anointing does. It blasts that yoke off of us, that sin nature off of us, but it doesn't blast us. It doesn't kill us. And in fact, it empowers us. You know, what is it we learn this, you know, from the spirit of grace? That God gives us grace, and grace is literally the empowerment. Now get ready. Now we're fixing to shock you, but grace is the empowerment to live above sin.
That's right.
To not sin.
Right.
Not grace is not used to see how close to sin or to do whatever you want to do and then you're forgiven. That is a lie of the devil. Grace empowers you to live above sin. The anointing breaks it off you. Then the empowerment of grace. Wow.
You're on it. You've talked about, you know, walking away from sin. We're a clean slate the moment we're born again. But then, like you said, when Satan oppresses us, what he's doing is he's coming into our mind. He's trying to draw us back to the old man. He's trying to draw us back to the temptations that we came out of. He's trying to draw us back into the old nature. And this is where we have said over and over again that you have to put the work in to stay clean. God has given us all the tools we need, which is the grace, which is the anointing, which is the love of God. All these things he's given to us so that we can fight these temptations, so we can change the way that we think, so that we can change our mindset, so we are not living in that those oppressive thoughts. You know, Satan comes in and tells you you're not good enough for God. He'll tell you you've done too many bad things, all those kind of things. And that's where Satan comes in to oppress us, is in our mind.
Come on, Jada. Mm-hmm. Now you are absolutely on a roll today, because listen, the yoke has been broke off of your mind. You have the ability to live above sin, mm-hmm. because you are in Christ Jesus, and grace empowers us. It's an empowerment to live righteously. I love that. It's not an empowerment to sin. It's an empowerment to live righteously.
And it is our choice
to
pursue that. It doesn't mean it's going to happen overnight. It doesn't mean that today I'm going to live sinless. What it means is I am going to do everything I can through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of grace, with the word of God. We're going to apply these things so that we can change the way we think, so that we can live the life that God has called us to. It doesn't happen by osmosis. We don't just wait for God to change the way we think. We have to do something, which is to change the way we think through the word of God.
Well, that's good.
I mean, when we go to college and we study to be good at whatever career you're choosing, it's the same with this. You have to study. You have to be in the word so that you can change and be who God wants you to be.
That's right. You know, now Isaiah 61 is an Old Testament messianic prophecy. I want to get that right.
That was a mouthful.
But now let's look in the New Testament and see the fulfillment. I want to take you to Luke 4, mm-hmm. beginning in verse 14. Now, what had happened is Jesus had been led by the Spirit into the desert and been tempted by the devil. He overcome all that temptation. Then in verse 14, it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Notice that. In the power. Everybody say power.
The power.
That's the anointing, ladies and gentlemen. That's the presence of God.
He didn't do anything without the power. You know,
that's
you
right.
mentioned yesterday that he couldn't do anything until he was anointed. When he came down to earth, he became man. And he modeled for us how we could live this life.
That's right.
If he had just stayed the Son of God and had not had humanity, we couldn't then be following how he lived this life. So he is anointed at this point.
All right. So Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, mm-hmm. and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region about. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. So now Jesus has gone to the synagogue in Galilee, and they have a scheduled reading. Mm-hmm. Jesus goes, and here's the day, and Jesus gets the book. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered to him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and covering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Notice the connection with the Holy Spirit there. First was the word power, and then was the word anointed. All right. So this is the fulfillment. In fact, are you reading there? Read after where it gets past his red marks. Mm-hmm. Then he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, sat down. All the eyes of the people in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. There it is right there. Jesus knows who he is. He recognizes his position, his place, and what God had done to him. And now he is proclaiming to the people, praise God,
that this is who
that
I am.
This has come to pass.
Right.
I am Messiah, and I am anointed to destroy sin and sickness off your life. Glory to God.
That's good word.
Wow. Well, we're going to have to pick this up tomorrow, but we're going to pick up right here in Luke 4, and we're going to tell you how it worked tomorrow. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for this day. Thank you for the Holy Ghost that lives in us. And Father, thank you that you're opening our eyes to see, you're giving us ears to hear and a heart to receive so we can understand what God has done for us, in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, or follow button so that you can have your family and friends get connected with us.
Come on.
If you're on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe now so you can follow what we're doing around the world and to see what is happening with Mike Campbell Ministries.
Hey, be sure and join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel, for more of PM in the AM. God bless, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
God bless.